As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bob, I'm very excited for the Golden State Warriors tonight. I hope they go up 2-0, and I'll be up to 1 o'clock in the morning watching that.
Yes, as I watch my team, OKC, destroy Memphis again last night, and, you know, that's a team that really has no weakness.
Oh,
and
my gosh. They're breathtaking when they're good.
They move the ball like nobody. Wow. But Golden State, if they get hot, Jimmy Butler's giving them a new dimension. Their outside shooting with Steph is incredible. What he did the other night with, you know, hands in his face all night long. Well-defensed, and yet he still pumped up threes.
One of the greatest entertainers in sports history.
I don't think there's any question about that. And if you get there early to watch his pregame.
I did in Cleveland last year.
I know you did. It must have been pretty entertaining.
It was better than the game. His pregame is a show unto itself. All right, Bob. As I mentioned, and we're in the middle of a 6-pack that is rapidly becoming a 12-pack.
Before too long, it'll be a keg.
It might be a keg or a beer ball. Remember those, Bob? The big, is it like a big yellow plastic sphere filled with beer, a beer sphere? Remember those limits? Did you experience those?
No, never experienced the sphere.
Maybe Joe should try some old grandfather.
Yes, I think
old granddad. You've heard of that, right, Bob?
Yeah, I know his relatives too. Yeah. Jim Beam,
Jack Daniels,
Jack Daniels, an entire family. There's a new member of the Dart bandwagon, a new passenger, and it ain't just anybody. It's Big Ben. On his football and podcast, Bob, this is what he said.
I've watched him play a few games, and I really liked what I saw from Jackson Dart from Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Like, just seems like he's got a gunslinger mentality, but he can run. There's just something there.
Was that it?
There is another clip, a longer clip, but I know you wanted a short one first. I have the longer one whenever you want.
No, I like that. There's just something there. He says, Bob, he likes the gunslinging mentality. He likes the ability to make something out of nothing. I've seen Dart. And listen, it's amazing to look at all these guys and read and watch everything about them and hear the contradictory opinions. Shedeur Sanders is an anticipatory thrower. Well, no, he's not. He's the exact opposite of that. You'll get both of those opinions. I'm not saying either way, by the way. I didn't mean to say that I don't think he's an anticipatory thrower, but you can get either one. You can get on Jackson Dart that he's really good at improvising, and then you get, well, he's only good in Lane Kiffin's system when basically everything's spelled out for him and he has a clean pocket. You get both these things. What I see from Dart is a guy who can improvise. I saw a guy rolling to his left by the sidelines, keeping his eyes down the field to make plays and drilling balls down the field right on the money. That's what I see with this guy. So I now count Jack Ham, Dan Orlovsky, Pat Bostic on this very station, and perhaps most prominently of all, Mr. Ben Roethlisberger on the Dart bandwagon. We're going to have to update the Trubisky bandwagon. Let's take a listen, Bob, because I invented this. It's the Trubisky train.
There was no doubt about it.
May I interest you in a seat, Bob? First class?
This is the DART train that's coming in. It's sort of like the bullet train in Japan.
Exactly.
Comes at you fast and furious.
Yes.
You know, I'm willing to take a ride, but I'm not going to sit in the front seat.
No.
No.
So if we get to pick 21 and he's on the board, you wouldn't take him.
I've told you before, my intention, if it were me, is to stay away from quarterbacks in the first round this year and instead concentrate on really big needs they have elsewhere. Worry about quarterback later in this draft and then next year specific.
I think Jackson Dart's going to be really good. I think he's Bo Nix.
He might be.
Limits, you don't like him, do you?
No.
In fact, you hate him.
I don't hate him. Yep. I just don't want them to pick either him or Shedeur Sanders. I don't want them to reach on a quarterback that I don't think is worthy of them selecting them at 21. And I, like Bob, at this point would rather just see them get a quarterback in the fifth round, like if Shuck's there, because we're talking about so many of these guys. Some of them are going to fall. It's just natural.
Well, what's the point
most of
that?
Them are going to fall.
Yeah, very likely. There'll be multiple available in either the third, fourth, or fifth round. And I would rather move it further on down the road for guys that I think have higher upside.
Then why take a quarterback at all and waste a pick on a project that there's a very, very low percentage? I mean, Tyler Shuck is older than Ron Cook.
Yeah, that's why I wouldn't take him until like the fifth or sixth round.
But why even then? What's the point?
Because those type of picks. And look, I would rather, if it was completely up to me.
It's completely up to you.
Completely up to me then?
Yes. All right,
then I don't take one quarterback in this entire class.
We got Limit's opinion there, Bob.
Well, he's sort of like me. I'm not taking anyone until later just because.
Well, why take one later?
Because I think, if you have an opinion on someone who could be a developmental kind of guy, as you said, it's the most important position out there. They need to fill. They say they only have two. They need four. They're going to have to find somebody. So that, to me, sounds like the wrong reason to do it. But if there, and I wouldn't do it if I felt that way. But if there was somebody who I felt has an upside that I could work with, and especially comes at minimal cost, I would do it this year. Next year, I shoot much higher.
Give me one name. You are forced to take Milroe, Sanders, or Dart with the 21st pick. Who you got?
I'm forced to take one of those three.
Yes, one of those three.
I'm going to take Jackson Dart.
If I was forced to take one out of the three, I would also take Jackson Dart.
I'm not forced to take one of the three, and I'll take Jackson Dart. Now put them in order at pick number 21 if you were forced. For me, it would go Dart 1, Sanders 2, Milroe 3rd. You?
Same.
Would you rip them on every one of those? If they take Dart, if they take Sanders, if they take Milroe, is Bob Pompiani coming on Friday, you're off that Monday. Day, Bob. Yeah. Monday and ripping them.
I don't make a habit of ripping just to rip.
Are you criticizing the pick?
Yeah, I would say I wouldn't do it, as I've said all along. I'm not interested in doing that this year. If they do it, okay, then we have to wait and see. Like either with Kenny Pickett or any other quarterback, give it a couple of years. The answer won't come for a couple of years.
Are you criticizing? Sorry, Bob, go ahead.
No, I'm not going to do that because they have business to do. They'll do it. I'm telling you that I wouldn't approve of it. I think there's a different way to go. And by the way, Matt Williamson, who's former scout, does a lot of stuff. He just said Jackson Dart attempted only 80 passes in the middle of the field in 2024, if that has any significance to you.
That's because Arthur Smith was his offensive coordinator, Bob.
Worked perfectly for them, huh?
Yeah, maybe that's why they want him. I don't know.
They're not going to discover it
Blame
together.
Blame Lane Kiffin for that. I mean, is that his fault? Is that Dart's fault?
No, I mean, it might be partially Dart's
fault. It's part
fault.
Of progressions, I would imagine, right? You're looking places.
Well, that's another thing. You can easily find people who say, he doesn't go through his progressions, and then you have Orlovsky sitting there with a pointer and the game tape saying he does.
Should that be a concern, though, that Lane Kiffin did not trust him to throw over the middle of the field much?
I don't know. Limits. I mean, we get to the point. Did he not? I don't know.
According to that number, it doesn't seem like it was pretty frequent.
Okay, so what do we draw from that?
That he still has to evaluate progressions and improve in multiple areas.
I don't know that I draw all of that from that. That the dude threw for 4,200 yards, 29 touchdowns, and 6 picks. He must have been going somewhere on the field,
Bob. Yeah, but those 6 picks came in the highest leverage games. I think, those are things you have to look at also.
Let me quote my good friend Pony. How many big college games against great teams did John Elway have? What was his record in big games in college?
You can look at any quarterback that's also failed and said the same thing. My point is it's a crapshoot regardless of all the information that you have on guys.
Yes.
Whether or not they're willing to assimilate to the NFL and know that every guy on that defense is good enough to be an all-pro kind of player. In college, you have maybe one or two that you can shy away from.
Yes, of course. This is, and that's the problem with Sanders. is he was a great tight window passer in college. One of the questions is, if you don't have enough velocity on the ball in certain situations, you're going to have elite athletes defending you or defending your receivers. The same passes that were pinpoint in college, if you don't deliver them quickly enough with enough velocity, are not going to be completions and might even be very bad in the NFL. Limits? One more. Chad Brown with the PM guys yesterday praised Shador Sanders. He's watched him in his whole career at Colorado. Of course, Chad played at Colorado, ex-Steelers linebacker, shredded Russell Wilson before Wilson got here last year. And he says of Shador, and I thought the money quote was basically intimated he could be Jameis Winston without all the interceptions. Bob, Jameis Winston without all the interceptions would make for one terrific quarterback, no?
Yes, that's the problem. You have to analyze the entire package here when it comes to these guys and what their strengths are, weaknesses are, what you're going to prove them on, all this stuff. So I think it's going to be fascinating because I do think there's been a lot of misdirection comments going on here all over the league. I think all these guys know that they're playing this little high-stakes poker game in which they're trying to throw people off. It's not like when you're involved in poker, I can look you in the eye, Joe, and I'm trying to figure out how you are going to emotionally respond to knowing that you have a royal flush in your hand.
Right.
And I can tell. In my case, you can listen to my heart because my valve clicks. You'll be able to listen to it and hear click, 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 click because you know I have a good hand. I'd have to look at your eyes. They're playing this game. They're playing a game of, okay, I'll throw you off here.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Back to the interceptions, though, is that when you go back and look at Jameis Winston's college career, there was actually a very clear clue there. In his second year, which was his final year, 25 touchdowns, 18 picks. Mm-hmm. Accuracy, and this is nothing is 100% transferable, but accuracy and turnovers, at least in my experience looking at this, they translate a lot of times to the NFL. And Shador Sanders is extremely accurate and doesn't have those interceptions. I think he had 13 in 2 years.
But he has a lot of sacks.
Ton of sacks. And he also had a crappy offensive line. So there's two ways to look at that, too. Like,
sure,
he hung in there and took a lot of hits and delivered on time. But he also held on to the ball and took a ton of sacks. He did. That's undeniable. Like, I'm not saying in the end that I would bet the house on Shedeur Sanders being a really good quarterback. I'm just seeing where there's enough attributes where I would take the big swing. And again, they got to keep swinging till they find a guy. They don't have one.
The thing about swinging on a guy, like let's say it's the fourth or fifth round that concerns me is I just don't think you're going to find a starter at that point. And I think there's going to be so many people that will be saying like, well, maybe Tyler Shuck, we picked him in the fifth round. Maybe he can be our starter. If you only just give him an opportunity, you give him like a 7, 8, 9 game opportunity and a chance where realistically he's going to be more of a backup where we just kind of try to talk ourselves into it.
50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. It's time for Starkey's Card of the Week. It's time for the General. General Patton, Jeff Patton from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 937thefan.com contesting page. Bob, we need a card of the week. I'm trying to think of records. We already did Ovechkin, didn't we? Didn't we have the general on after that record?
We could do
was
it again.
Set?
He had 2 goals and assists and 7 hits the other night in their
NBA,
first game.
NBA, NHL, were there any records in the NBA set? I'm going to go Steph Curry just for the heck of it. Who are you going with, Bob?
Oh, man. I'm trying to think of different things that happened besides those obvious ones. How about if I go Connor McDavid?
Connor McDavid. Limits, who do you got for Starkey's Card of the Week?
Man, I'm trying to think somebody in terms of the draft.
Jackson Dart, Shedeur Sanders.
Shedeur Sanders makes the most sense. I think we've had this conversation with the general. If there is a Shedeur card available, let's go Shedeur and Dion custom-made card that probably hasn't been made yet.
I was just going to say that. How about a family affair, general? How about one of Dion and one of Shedeur? What do you got?
Gentlemen, good morning. Thank you for having me. You got it right on the head. How do we go away from Shedeur? That's all the talk. Local media, national media, is Pittsburgh Steelers being linked to Shedeur Sanders. We have one of his first cards. It's made by Illumination. Beautiful card. Serial numbered, only made 50 of them. And on top of it, we're throwing a primetime rookie card also.
Oh, right on with that, Austin. You had it nailed.
There we go.
Very nice. Actually, Bob, I was more accurate. He said a combined card that doesn't exist. I said a card of each.
You're right. I take that back.
I'll come pat you on the back, Joe. I'll walk in there and just pat you on the back.
No, it was you, Limits. It was all you. I'm just trying to deflect. I'm sorry, General.
There's going to be plenty of time for Steph Curry. We'll get him as the playoffs go.
Yes, we will.
This week it has to be draft. Actually thought about Kutch making a late rise after hitting a big bomb last night.
Do you have a card of Kutch taking a day off?
We probably could find one of those, but let's hope,
Bob,
that's not very prevalent in the future.
Could we get one of those, Kutch?
Sitting on a bench?
Yeah, sitting on a bench in his flip-flops. Kutch taking a day off would be a great card.
Well, Cruz, but you wouldn't find him on the bench probably. He'd be someplace else.
Exactly. All right. Thank you, General.
You're welcome, gentlemen. Have a good week.
All right, Jeff, you too.
Thank you. Take care.
He gets nicer every week, doesn't he, Bob?
Yeah. That was a good one, but honestly, there hasn't been much going on in the actual... I was thinking more of stuff that's been played, not so much guys we talk about, but you know, that's how I look at this stuff. Now I need to expand my
horizons
about this kind of stuff.
Sure.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.